Just wonder if you ever call it a parlor. Or, I know my uncle has a hog farm, and that's why I was kind of curious. Okay. And how many cattle? How much cattle?
Usually had around, in the wintertime, we usually fed around 50 head.
Now, what did you do with those? I'm just wondering what kind of uses you had for cattle.
Well, we had milk cows, of course. We usually, there again, that was one of the main sources of money income, was the sale of the cream.
Tell me about the milking process.
Well, we, of course, it was by hand.
Uh-huh.
We milk 8 to 12 cows night and morning.
Mm-hmm.
And separate the milk and the cream, and then we ship the cream, either sell the cream locally here, or we ship it to the Atrus Creamery in Denver, or Carlson Frank in Denver, by rail.
You mentioned separator. What was that like? Was that just
I've got it right out here in the garage.
Show me as I'm heading out. I'd be interested in seeing it. But it's just is it like a
what they call cream separator? You just pour the milk in the bowl, and then when you got up to a certain speed, the bell would ring, and you would open the petcock and put the milk through the separator, and by centrifugal force would separate the cream, which was lighter, from the milk.
Is that the same thing as, would that be the same thing as straining the milk?
No, straining would be to put it through a cloth to take out the air and stuff.
Impurities
on the, from milking, hand milking.
Okay. Was there a, what did you do with the, did you ever have like a real thin milk or a,
skim milk. Okay. What they call skim milk after you've been through this separating.
Okay, that was a kind of wheat milk or a thin milk.
Yeah.
Were there any other names you ever heard your father use for skim milk growing up?
Blue milk. Fed it to the hogs and corn.
That wasn't something you would have used.
No.
Get rid of.
No, not like nowadays.
People buy it in the store, don't they?
Right.
Yeah. How about a curdled milk? Milk that's going sour.
Well,
what'd you use that for?
Cottage cheese.
Did you have any other names for a milk that gone sour? What would your father call that?
Curdled. Of course, we made our own cheese.
Did you?
And back in those days.
Now, how did you do that?
We used rattan. Just put it in presses, and the rattan caused it to gather or curdle, or and then you just put it in presses and age it.
Well, where did you store it once you aged it? Then it doesn't have to be in a cool place?
Well, we never had enough of it that never had any problem. Of course, that was in the wintertime when we make cheese. Summer, we were too busy to fool with it. And we would eat it, just eat it. Didn't have any trouble storing it. Or, we never made that much, just enough for
So that wasn't something you would have sold, like, you know,
milk or anything
like that. Did you